Okay, let's get started this morning. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing well. Beautiful day here in Houston. All right, our topic today, what I want to talk about, is titled, Your Faith is Not About Your Feelings. Don't confuse faith with feelings. So your faith is not about your feelings. And our verse is Hebrews 11:27. So it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. So there's a strong belief in our world today, in our culture, that influences every one of us, whether we want it to or not. And basically, it's that if it feels good, do it. But when you allow yourself to be manipulated by your moods, you're living your life according to your feelings. God wants you to live a different kind of life. He wants you to live a life of faith, not of feelings. We don't always feel like doing the right thing, like being nice to people, like washing the dishes. But God wants us to respond in faith, not according to our feelings. Anybody who's successful at anything ends up doing things they don't like. An Olympic athlete exercises when he or she doesn't feel like it. A great musician practices his craft even when he's tired. If you're going to be a great salesperson, you make calls that other people don't feel like making. If you want to deepen your relationship with God, you spend time with Him even when you don't feel like it. People who have a regular, consistent, quiet time with God didn't get there because every morning they woke up and wanted to spend time with God. They got there because they woke up and spent time reading the Bible and praying, even if they were tired and didn't feel like it. So remember, faith includes pressing forward no matter how tired you are or how many other things you think you should or wish you could be doing. In the Bible, Moses is an example of how to respond in faith, regardless of your feelings. Remember, the Hebrews 11:27, our verse says, it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. That's how you keep going in faith. You begin to see the invisible. Only those who see God for who he really is can persist in the most difficult times of life. Only those who see the invisible can do the impossible. Let me say that one again. Only those who see the invisible can do the impossible. Believe in faith what God can do in your life and thank him in advance for how he's going to do it. So that's how we've got to view this crisis that we're going through, if you want to call it that. And again, like I've told you in past calls, you know, this too shall pass. But you know what? A year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we're going to be going through something else. And if we are not, and I know it sounds, it doesn't make any sense, that sentence, keep your eye on the invisible. But that's actually it. Faith is believing in something that you can't see. You know, we can't see God. We can't see Jesus. We can see what they've done and what they do every day in our life. But we've got to focus on our faith and our faith bringing us through whatever crisis might be going on in our life. You know, it might be a relationship issue. It might be a financial issue. It might not be a pandemic that's infecting the whole world. But whatever it is, let's make sure we're dealing with things through faith and not through feelings. So let me say that last part again. But only those who see the invisible can do the impossible. Believe in faith what God can do in your life and thank him in advance for how he's going to do it. All right, let us pray. God, we do come to you this morning and we do come to you in thanks. We're going to thank you in advance of how you're going to take care of things in our life, God, because we have faith in you that you're going to bring us through whatever you bring us to. God, thank you again for this day. Thank you for this call, allowing us to live in a place where we can do a call that focuses on you and how that you want us to live our life. God, thank you for all you do for us each and every day. We just pray your guidance in what we do. I thank you for our company. I thank you for Texas Transition. I thank you for all of our team members and family members, and because our team is our family. And God, just pray that you guide us and lead us. Continue to guide us and lead us. You've guided us through this far. I know you're going to continue to guide us. Just pray that you help us to live our lives in a way that brings you honor and glory. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.